There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Live local talk over the hour. Phone number, text line for you, 343-0106, 343-0106. And in studio guest from 2U Tire, Scott Blair joins us. And you've heard Scott and I talking on the commercial, but it's good to have you in studio. And I've got so many more questions. Thanks for coming in.
Sean, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And yeah, there are a lot of things that need to be said about what we can provide, and so I appreciate this opportunity.
Okay, let's talk about this, because I've looked at your website and done this, and I've been answering questions here on the text line. I've been answering questions on Facebook about, you know, they're like, who is it? What do they do? You know, do they do fleet? Do they do individual vehicles? And maybe it's just me going, you know what? Why don't I just have Scott in to tell y'all? Because I've been answering a lot of questions about it.
Yeah,
so
it.
Let's start off just, what's your elevator speech? When somebody says, what do you do, Scott? What's 2U Tires?
Very simple. We bring the tire store to you. So I own a big Mercedes Sprinter van, the biggest one that they physically build. And it has everything that a tire store would have in it. And I can do everything that a tire store can do, short of the alignment, and I can do it in their driveway or at their office. I've got some clients, they ask me to come service their vehicle at the baseball field because that's the only hour and a half of a day that they're in one single spot. And I'll literally roll up at 6 o'clock in the evening, airbag jack, lift their vehicle up, and can literally install a whole set of tires in an hour and a half while they watch their children play ball.
Now, that is important for a lot of folks, because you just described a lot of folks, whether it's that they're traveling for their job all the time, or they just don't have to, by the time they leave the office and then go to the kids' activity and do this and that,
they're beat.
Then it's 8 o'clock at night.
They are beat. I mean, I know this, I live this life. That's what I'm saying. You know, and those are my clients, you know, amongst others. And giving them their time back is so valuable right now in this day. A lot of my clients are obviously concerned about, you know, they want to know what the price is, obviously, you know, what they should be expected to pay. But most of my clients are business owners. They're professionals. A lot of them are just busy single parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we service a lot of ladies that are single moms because they don't know where to go to, and
right.
all of the stigma that surrounds, unfortunately, mm-hmm. automotive repair really is a difficult thing. And so I really try to work with my clients and help them to be educated about what it is that they're getting. And when we get there, I literally will, they'll generally be right there with us, and I'll explain what we're doing. And it's just so, it's such a huge value to them to be able to have that comfort and be able to know what's going on.
And I want to get back to this airbag jack thing in a second, because it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think about the process. Like, when I've been looking on your website, so I'll have a couple sets of tires in mind that I'm looking for, certain kind of tires. So I can go in there, and it's searchable by my truck and the year and all that stuff. But do you do the flip side where somebody just says, I don't know what tires I want? You know, instead of searching those tires and then relating it with the vehicle, can they just say, hey, I've got this vehicle. What tires go on this? What's good?
Sean, I am so thankful that you brought that point out, because that is something that's being pushed through our industry for people to go to websites. And I've had conversations with people in my industry that are promoting their websites as tires made easy.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, tires are not easy.
That's
and
for
I wanna,
sure.
I want to make that very clear to all of our listeners. I would almost rather you call me and let me engage in a conversation, because I've had clients that have spent literally weeks and built elaborate spreadsheets to wind up picking a tire that was literally discontinued. That's a true story that happened just a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, I look at this and, you know, okay, is it 265, 16, or 17? Am I getting this one or that? You know, it starts getting to where I'm like, well, I don't know. But does that one, you know, you have an opinion on that one? You do this every day, so you do have an opinion on these things.
That's exactly right. And so what I generally start with when someone calls me, whether they've known me forever and a day or if they're a fresh caller that's never talked to me before, I go through a process, and that process qualifies them. And what I'm really after is I'm wanting to find out what do they need to use the vehicle for and what are their expectations. Okay. When I ask those kinds of questions, then I will guide them to usually two or three tire options, typically within a budget range, because right. That's obviously the next question,
sure.
How much is it going to cost? But from there, I can help them narrow literally tens of thousands of options down to two or three, and then we choose the correct one that's going to work best for them. I bring the tires in. Essentially, I'm scheduling 24 to 48 hours in advance. Here's the beautiful thing with this business model. I'm not selling what I've got sitting in stock and got money tied up in. I'm ordering what I need for that client to meet their needs and expectations, and I'm scheduling 24 to 48 hours in advance at a time that's convenient for them. They lose nothing. They get the benefit of everything.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Scott, because you need 24, 48 hours because you're finding the tire that works for them. You're ordering that tire, getting that tire delivered. At the best price.
Actually shopping for them amongst the wholesalers.
Because you know what this price is good to. These guys might be good
on that tire.
These guys might be better on that tire. And it's not, you said something that's important, because if you had them in stock, there's a motivation to get them moved out.
You need that cash.
It's interesting. How'd you get started doing this?
Great story. So I'm a 27-year veteran of this industry. I started out in the custom wheel industry. In the early 2000s, our industry organization, the Tire Industry Association, actually came out with a certification program. Now, the sad thing about our industry is there is no minimum certification for anybody to pull a lug nut off of your truck, car, whatever, go work on it, put it back on, and just pray that they knew what they were doing. There's no minimum requirement. They could be cutting grass one day, flipping burgers, I don't care, unrelated to our industry, and working on your car the next day. Well, we have a certification for our industry, but very few people take advantage of that. Most of them don't even know that it even exists. I became an instructor, so I have the highest level of that certification.
Wow.
And I did this 17 years ago. In addition to that, I have created and written my own curriculum. It's an advanced curriculum for custom wheels, non-original equipment tires.
Dang, Scott.
Which is almost everything. Yeah, I even own a patent on a tool called the Wheel Fit. Many people that are listening probably know a lot about my life from around here. I've lived here my whole life, and they've watched that whole progression of me getting the patent, going through the struggle, building a business, and now selling that thing on a global platform. But I got into the mobile tire business about 7 years ago because a client up in Canada was doing this as a franchise and needed a third party relevant person, instructor, to come in and teach the franchisees. And from there, that all started. Well, my best friend out in Phoenix was an airline mechanic. And I told him, I said, hey, we're going to launch this thing in the U.S. I'm going to sell these vans, and we're going to do it at Barrett-Jackson. I need a place to stay for a week or so, because he lives in Phoenix, and Barrett-Jackson starts out in Scottsdale. So he, all of a sudden, says, well, you know, I'm interested. And I'm thinking to myself, why do you want to leave working in the airline industry, you know, that you've done your whole career, and you're going to go do tires, and you know nothing about them? He's like, I want to take over my life. I'm tired of the shuffle. And I get this a lot. And, you know, there are guys out there that are looking for new opportunities. He happened to be one of them. And literally, we built the van. He went into business. We sat at his kitchen table for a week, and we created 2U Tire, 2U Brands, 2U all kinds of stuff, whatever it could ever grow to be. And so the funny story that I like to tell is his wife and son, who was only about 10 at the time, they left for the weekend to go to L.A. for like some kind of tournament or something like that. And so, as the story goes, he and I were left alone over the weekend, and so we didn't have a wife there to tell us we couldn't do it, so we did it. And she comes back from L.A. on late Sunday night and says, "Hi, dear, how was your trip?" "Great." "Well, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to go into tire business that I've never done with Scott, and we're going to buy $130,000 van, and we're going to go put tires on." And so,
did she look at you with a kind of a cross eye at that point?
No,
happened?
The stipulation was he couldn't tell her until I had left to come back
smart,
to Alabama.
Smart.
I said, "Because your 98-pound wife is not going to kick my butt in front of you. I'm going to go back over here. When this kind of clears out in a few weeks, you call me and send me a check, and I'll build you a van, and I'll come teach you how to do this." And so that's how 2U Tire got started.
Well, that's exciting. So, I mean, this is something that you're getting it here in our area and in Phoenix.
That's correct. We actually started there, and then I spent a lot of time on the road actually going, and I sell this as a business opportunity for individuals around the country. And so I was doing that a lot, spent a lot of time on the road, and my wife was getting unpleased with me being gone.
Yes.
And said, "You need to do something at home." I said, "Well, you know, we've been talking about putting this van together." She says, "I think you need to put a van together." And literally in like 33 days, we put the whole thing together and had it on the ground.
Dude, you've been talking about this van. For people to picture this, it's a tire shop.
It is a complete tire store. I have a high-end European tire changer, balancer, very precise balance tools that are rare to even find if people even know that they exist. They come from Europe, which is a big deal in Europe in the automotive industry for precision-type stuff. A lot of the higher certifications, global certifications, are derived from the German government or German companies. And so these products are actually a German company that builds them, but they're sold here in the U.S. And I include them. It allows me to provide just a superior balance on practically everything that we do, from just a beater trailer wheel to the highest level hypercar that you can ever imagine, custom wheels, everything in between. We do a lot of RVs and even 550, 650 trucks and make them ride pretty decent.
I've got some questions about that here. Can you hang on during the news break? We'll come right back.
Absolutely.
All right, coming right back, Scott Blair from 2U Tire.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and the Friday edition of Midday Mobile. I want you to check out on the Facebook page, Top Item Up, something we launched yesterday, and it's going to run until, I guess, I run out of the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirts. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Photo Contest, and man, y'all have loaded us up with great pictures so far. What you do is put your picture up there, go to FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook. When you're there, you'll see the logo and the pictures there for the Fishing Photo Contest. Underneath there, post your picture, and then get your friends, get your relatives, get whoever you can to like those pictures. The more likes, then the better chance you have of winning. So coming up on this coming Thursday, we'll count the likes for this last week. Most likes wins a shirt. Then we'll do it again. We'll shake the Etch-A-Sketch, which I don't know if we can do that on Facebook. We'll shake the Etch-A-Sketch, get it back to zero, start again next Thursday, and do this on through the rest of the summer and into the fall. All right. So check that out on Facebook and continue our conversation with Scott Blair from 2U Tire. And we're talking during the break about a whole bunch of stuff. But before we go any further, I just got to go back to about 5-6 minutes ago, and you talked about the air lift jack. What's the right term for this thing? Because you got my attention here.
It is called an airbag jack.
Okay.
That is correct. And
explain. Do explain, Scott.
Yeah. Most of the guys enjoy looking, wanting that when I show up and I start picking up their vehicle literally right where it sits, and it just lifts it straight up and down till they realize they're about $700 a piece. But but this is essentially an air jack, all right? Bladders, you know, air bladders. Uh-huh. And we just hook it up to our shop air that comes out of the truck, and it can lift up to about 18 and a half inches and 2-ton capacity per each. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I've got lifted trucks and, boat trailers, do a lot of RVs.
Mentioned that before we went to the break. So RVs too. And that's a whole nother world of tires I haven't even thought of on that.
Yeah, because you think about, you know, if you've got a fifth wheel or anything like that, you've got a tow vehicle that's probably 23, 4, 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got another 30, 40 feet of RV behind there. You're not going to get in most tire dealers, driveways.
Right.
And if you're here, and you're, you know, down here for a few months while it's warm or whatever, to try to pack that up and then go somewhere would be an absolute just nightmare. It'd be an all day ordeal.
Right.
We show up. I've got a 12 ton hydraulic jack that I can pick up under the frame, and then we've got the smaller airbags. I put them under the axle and then just gently lift it up. The biggest thing that anybody has to do is literally just bring the slide ends to the inside so I don't have them overhanging.
Right.
And we can literally pick the thing up right where it's at, mount and balance the tires. I have nitrogen on board. A lot of my clients like that because of the high moisture content here on the Gulf Coast. We can put nitrogen in the tire that's dry, it's inert, it's stable, it doesn't leak out quite as much, and it doesn't add moisture content, which can then add extra heat to the tire,
right?
That can then obviously cause other issues.
I always wondered, so having somebody with your experience in here, you nitrogen or no nitrogen, what do you think? If you had the choice, it's your vehicle.
We have it in there. We have nitrogen in there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I just wait because I always go back and forth with this, and I'm like, well, all right. You talk about the vehicles you work on. I mean, you're talking about RVs here. You're talking about big trailers here. You're talking about medium-duty big trucks as well?
Okay. Yeah.
What sizes?
Yeah. So one thing that I want to make clear is we don't work on semi-trucks. You know, your big 18-wheeler type
not
stuff.
Not picking up Peterbilts.
Not going to be me.
Okay.
Nope. But anything from what we consider a medium-duty truck, which would be like a 550, 650 type chassis on Ford, or you know, 5500, 6500 Chevy Dodge, those run what's called a 19.5. It's a 19.5-inch rim. Those tires are built in the same plant as the big 22.5 and 24.5 semi-trucks. They're built the same way, steel sidewall. You have to have a certain procedure and process just to inflate them and mount them and put them on. But the precision balance tools I was telling you about earlier, we actually have hub plates that are the same size as the hub of your common vehicles. Even your Isuzu, I actually have special tools on board. I can actually balance the Isuzus and the Fusos out there, the box trucks that everybody runs.
Yeah.
That always ride like junk. Well, we generally make them ride pretty dang well. And so we're able to do that for that type of a fleet on site, sometimes even after hours or on the job site.
But that's great if it's going to be at the job site. But I can think about the value, too, that if my fleet's in, we're wrapped up at 6, you know, or something like that. Those trucks, I want them ready to roll tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can work on them today.
Yeah. I have gate codes to many of my fleets. And, you know, our days are packed, as you can imagine.
Yes.
And so sometimes it's 6:30 or 7 for us just to do our regular retail type stuff, which is average consumers, you know, like yourself, the professionals, you know, anyone else that's just working at an office. You know, we do all that during the day. Fleets kind of, you know, we schedule them, you know, depending on where they're at, and we work it into the schedule. But then there's times where, you know, we just can't get it all done in a 10 or 12 hour day, and we're out there, you know, 14, 15 hours in the evening, you know, with spotlights still going. Yeah, getting it done and getting it ready so that it can roll the next day. And I own three businesses, so I understand the importance of having that kind of capability.
Right.
For someone that, for the services that I need to run my business. And so I've tried to provide that kind of level of service for my clients because they're literally, their paycheck, their employees' paychecks, their livelihood is dependent on me being able to get those trucks ready to roll for the next day.
Not to be cliche, but that's where the rubber meets the
road.
Yeah. So, area, we talked about, you know, obviously you got Phoenix and here in the Mobile area, but what is the Mobile area? What is your coverage area here?
We typically cover throughout the metropolitan Mobile area. You know, we go all the way up to Saraland.
Okay.
I go out to the state line toward Mississippi. Of course, you know, Baldwin County. Sometimes we'll go toward, you know, we'll go over to Pensacola. I don't have a ton of business over that way, but I do have some clients that, you know, they'll give me three or four things to make it worth my time to roll over that way. And we'll go get them services.
So there's a good chance somebody listening to us right now that's hearing your message, worth calling you, you're probably a chance that you get that they'll be part of your area.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're pretty much covering the same people that where I'm driving. And I do have some fleets, and the great thing is you know, I've got some fleets, and they travel longer distances, you know, and I get to ask sometimes, you know, will you go to XYZ? Well, I'll go as far as I can put fuel in the truck. You know, I mean, there's obviously a service charge and my time and labor that gets, you know, that has to get paid for. But, you know, if you're on the side of a road with a $20,000 piece of equipment and, you know, four guys leaning, you know, just sitting there staring at it, and you know,
getting a suntan.
Yeah, and a $500,000 job that it's not at. You know, money is really not the question right now. It's how fast and how quickly can you get it up and running. And I do keep a lot of those specialty tires, the heavy ply trailer tires, common fleet truck tires. I do keep them in stock, and okay. because we have a pretty good size inventory that I actually keep on board the van at all times, and I can respond sometimes as best I can to those emergencies, even though I'm not set up to do emergency road service.
All right, we're up against the bottom of the hour news, but tell folks how to get in touch with you.
Best place to go is log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or you can contact me here locally at 251-415-5500.
Scott, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Sean.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 136 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Friday style. Friday leading into Father's Minute coming up on Sunday. Father's Moment coming up on Sunday. Maybe some help here from my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry with some gift ideas for Father's Afternoon, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be nice to have the whole day rather than, like you said, Father's Minute? I think that's probably more appropriate. But if you want to make that minute really special for Dad, we can probably help you out with some cool gift ideas. And I know, well, what's 1, 2, and 3 on your list right now, Sean?
It depends on probably the number 8 open L knife in that walnut would be number 1, and probably go with the synthetics on the 2nd and 3rd. You know, the ones, I mean, one for more show. What? You thought, so open L knives, but just different ones. I know you wanted me to seem broader than that, but I'm really not. Can you help me here? I mean, Dad needs a knife.
The reality is this. If you don't carry a knife, I think you're a little crazy. And I'm not saying, you know, this is self-defense against zombies or anything. The last time I used my knife, I opened a package I had just received in the mail about 10 minutes ago. And guess what? A knife was really handy for that. I've used knives to do really crazy things like slice a lemon or slice a lime. And I think having a knife on you, just a handy little pocket knife, is a great tool, whether you're a guy or a girl. Now, of course, we're talking guys right now, Father's Day, that is. So come by, check out the Open L Knives. We have a great line. We have all of their pocket knife sizes in stock. And like Sean was mentioning, you could get the walnut knife. Maybe you've already bought Dad an Open L, but you bought the standard number 8 in beechwood. Step it up and get one of those in the olive wood or in the walnut.
They're gorgeous.
We sold out of the black oak handle knives, but lots of cool options here.
All right. And, yeah, then if you, for some reason, didn't have a dad that wanted a knife or he had too many, then, yes, you could look at some of the great silver rounds and do the engraving or thousands of other gift ideas. I'm just saying the knife is really cool.
Yeah, to me, that's still probably top 3 on my list, like you. But at the same time, an American Silver Eagle, a 1-ounce silver round, maybe a piece of gold, a gold bar, or a gold round. We've got lots of cool things. But the first step is come by the shop here in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Check out our selection. Yes, we will be open tomorrow for last-minute shoppers.
All right, very good. And Angelo will just hold me back a couple more Open L's.
Of course.
All right.
You know me.
Good deal. Thank you, man.
See you, buddy.
All right, Angelo, checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I do love those knives. And so many other gift ideas, too, there. But, yeah, Angelo said it for a second. Just a little mini rant here. It's not even a rant. There's nothing ranty about it. Just as we think about this Father's Day coming up, and my dad, who used to say, probably would still tell me, if I could set it up this weekend, I'll try to set it up and video it if he doesn't know, what a man's supposed to have in his pocket when he leaves the house. Y'all remember that? Guys out there, did you ever get that lecture? Now, half the things they said, we could put it on the text line. Maybe Dalton, do you know? Does get Dalton in here. So, Dalton, see if you know. So, what you were, and I'm sure there's variant. Oh, by the way, too, we're just getting a note here. Wreck Bayway eastbound. There's a wreck on the Bayway eastbound, backed up for miles, and now it's backed up westbound, too. So that's on the Bayway. I don't know what mile marker, but once you get on that joker, it really doesn't matter which mile marker it is, but the depends on if you can get off at the causeway. But wrecked Bayway eastbound, backed up for miles, now westbound too. All right, so you ever get that speech?
What
you're supposed to have in your pocket when you're at the house?
Yes, I've gotten a form of that speech, but okay. It might not be, you know, I'm sure we've all gotten that speech, but differing items.
Yes, so differing items. Okay, so first thing, obviously for me to say this, the pocket knife, the knife.
Yes, of course, unless you're traveling by air.
Right,
but
this is in the old days when Dad said, you know, what you would, and yes, and like the Leatherman I left in a pocket of a bag and now lives at the Pensacola Airport, has been there for about a decade. So a knife, Dan, I always say, a knife in your pocket?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to guess he told you the old classic handkerchief?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Handkerchief?
Yes. Okay. Handkerchief. Yes.
You know, it varies, but they always say to keep some cash on you.
That's it.
Right. Okay.
Because you know why? My dad's listening right now. This would be great. He pointed out to me, he said, son, I was like, I don't have it. He said, you should always have a few dollars on you, son, because if not, and you're at a store, you're loitering.
That's a good point.
So this is always stuck in my mind now. And I've even caught myself telling my teenage daughter, I'm like, you got to have, you know, in today's world, you know, like Venmo me or just use a card or whatever, but I always have a couple dollars because if you don't, he'd say, son, you're loitering.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a couple dollars in your
pocket. Yeah, yep.
Like,
yeah.
Who's going to, and I would argue, well, who's going to check if I, son, a couple dollars in your pocket.
And some dads of kids going to college, they might, maybe some protection, you know, concealed carry, take a,
yes,
maybe a weapon with them, but other kinds of protection.
Oh,
they're going out to college.
That conversation did not come up.
That one didn't come up?
It was pocket knife, handkerchief, and some amount of money, which I would then try to go, well, like, how much money can I have? And say, a couple dollars, son, because if not, you're loitering.
Well, how about this one? You just
and you don't want to be a loiterer.
No, never. You never want to be a loiterer. And you just got done with that great conversation with Scott Blair. I might start having to carry a tire pressure gauge around with me everywhere I go.
You know, and I've got three in my truck and one right now that's too heavy to go. I have that visor over the passenger seat, that little visor organizer deal.
Uh-huh.
And the heavy duty gauge I have now is so heavy that it comes sliding out of there. And when I take a turn, I guess I'd be taking a turn, yeah, to the right. If I'm turning to the right with maybe a little too much forward speed, it will slide out and the trajectory usually hits me in the right temple. Squares me up with the big gauge. Little gauges don't slide out, but the big one used for tractor tires and all that will leave a mark right there on the temple.
I always think I've lost a tire gauge, so I now have like three in my car, three tire gauges.
Yeah, and Scotty pointed out, Scotty, did we grow up in the same house? Said you should always have a clean handkerchief, and remember that handkerchief isn't for you to use.
Yes.
You know,
for the ladies in the life.
Offered to the ladies.
And so. I've got to say, I've never carried a handkerchief around with me. I need to start doing that.
So there you go. Do you have a couple of dollars on you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because if not, you'd be loitering.
That's
like
exactly
if you
right.
go somewhere and like if you're at a store, and I think even if you have your debit card on you, maybe you could Venmo people. But in Dad's eyes, you got to have some cash or you're loitering.
Son, you always got to keep that Bitcoin wallet on you.
Yeah, so, right. Boy, this will be telling my son at some point in the future. All right, a reminder, too, check us out on Facebook. You can go post your pictures up and more pictures coming in our fishing photo contest. Got from now through Thursday to get those pictures in, and then we'll be resetting. So somebody will win. Once again, that FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. It's got the red snapper and speckled trout on it. And you'll win that for the most number of likes on your picture. So make sure you click it, your friends click it, your kinfolk click it, and whoever has the most likes on there, share it with people at the office, whatever, the most likes. We'll get a T-shirt next week, and then we'll reset it, and we'll do it all again in the week to follow. So there you go. All right. Coming right back to wrap it up here on Midday Mobile. Yes, those are some other things I could have in my pocket, too, but that's not... It was simple. It was a knife. It was a handkerchief. It was some money. Remember, don't loiter. Don't loiter, people.